A community town hall intended for members of Utah's congressional delegation Friday night instead brought out several state lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
About 30 organizations co-sponsored the Town Hall for All. Many of them set up tables spread out across the main lobby of Cottonwood High, representing environmental, political, and social causes. At one table, Emily Turner, a volunteer with the group Utah Indivisible, helped constituents of the 4th Congressional District fill out question cards for Representative Mia Love, whose cardboard cutout was positioned nearby for people to take pictures with.
We're trying to get constituents to write questions on these sticky notes, as well as sign a sheet of paper with their zip code that we will send to her office to show here are your constituents' questions. You are not in attendance, and so we're going to send them to your office with proof that we are in fact your constituents, not outside agitators, as some have claimed.
All 6 members of Utah's congressional delegation were represented in the forms of cardboard cutouts after each declined invitations to appear at the forum. Republican lawmakers have mostly shied away from town halls after videos of constituents jeering their representatives have gone viral in recent weeks, including Representative Jason Chaffetz's forum on February 9th. Republican State Representative Becky Edwards, one of 8 state lawmakers who spoke on a bipartisan panel Friday night, said she's disappointed more members of Utah's delegation didn't make time to attend.
I think any time that we can listen to our constituents, we learn a lot and we make better policy decisions. So I think it's their loss, really, that they're not here.
Edwards said in her 9 years at the legislature, she's never seen such levels of political engagement and activism as she has this session. She and other lawmakers said they hope by making themselves more accessible, they can find common ground. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.